This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How statements make your anchor more persuasive and less confrontational. Why the words you choose when anchoring change everything about what happens next. In short, an anchor sets your opening position, but the words around it determine whether the other person fights it or considers it. Framing your anchor with a statement shifts the conversation from confrontation to perspective sharing, which makes your position land with more force and far less resistance. A statement owns your position without attacking the other person's. They reduce the defensive reaction that kills most opening anchors. The anchor itself stays bold. Only the framing becomes less threatening. Definition: an anchor more persuasive in negotiation is an opening position framed to invite consideration rather than trigger resistance. Using I statements to set this anchor presence, your reference point as a personal perspective, not a verdict, preserving both your strength and the other person's willingness to engage. Most people understand anchoring at a surface level. You put a number or a position on the table early, and that number pulls the conversation toward it. The first figure stated tends to shape everything that follows. That much is common knowledge among anyone who has spent time negotiating. What most people miss is that the anchor does not live in the number alone. It lives in the sentence around the number. I have watched skilled negotiators drop a strong opening position and have it swept off the table in 30 seconds, not because the position was wrong, but because the framing made the other person feel cornered. And I have watched far less experienced people hold a firm anchor through an entire conversation simply because they said it in a way that kept the other person curious rather than defensive. The question this article answers is a specific one: why does an I statement change how an anchor is received, and what does that mean for how you prepare and deliver your opening position? Why the framing around your anchor does the heavy work. An anchor creates a reference point. That is its mechanical function. Once a number or position is stated, the human brain tends to measure everything else against it. This is why the first offer in a salary negotiation, a property sale, or a business deal carries so much weight. But here is what the mechanics alone do not explain. The reference point only holds if the other person stays in the conversation long enough to be influenced by it. If your anchor triggers a sharp defensive reaction, the other person stops measuring against your number and starts building a wall. The anchor loses its grip not because it was too aggressive, but because the framing made engagement feel unsafe. I statements change this at the level of perception. When you say, "I believe the fair value for this work sits at X," you're placing the position inside your own perspective. You are not declaring what is objectively true. You are not telling the other person what they must accept. You're sharing where you stand. And that framing, small as it seems, does something important. It gives the other person room to exist in the same conversation without losing face. Compare that to the rate for this is X. That sentence arrives as a verdict. The other person's only options are to accept or fight. There is no room for them to engage with your reasoning, because you have not offered reasoning. You have issued a statement. A verdict demands a counter-verdict, and the moment you have two counter-verdicts, you have a confrontation, not a negotiation. How I statements alter the other person's internal response. There is a reason certain phrases put people on guard immediately. When we hear something that sounds like a judgment or a demand, a part of us shifts into a defensive posture before we've consciously decided to. This is not a character flaw. It is how people protect themselves in uncertain social situations. An anchor delivered as a verdict activates that protection. An anchor delivered as a perspective does not. The other person hears I and instinctively understands that what follows is your view, not a universal truth they are being forced to accept. That distinction gives them the psychological breathing room to consider your position rather than reject it outright. I covered this dynamic in depth in Say It Right Every Time, particularly around the way framing affects whether the listener enters a collaborative or defensive state. The principle holds across every high-stakes conversation, but nowhere more visibly than in negotiation, where an opening position can either start a dialogue or end it. The practical consequence is this: your anchor needs to be bold, but it also needs to be survivable for the other person to hear. I statements make your opening position survivable without softening it. You keep the full weight of the number. You lose the threatening edge that turns consideration into combat. What this looks like when real stakes are on the table. Let me give you three situations where I have seen this play out clearly. The first is a salary conversation. Someone going into that discussion and saying the salary for this role needs to be £65,000 is anchoring, but they are anchoring in a way that invites pushback. The hiring manager hears a demand. Now consider, based on my experience and what I bring to this role, I'm looking at £65,000 as my starting point. Same number. Entirely different posture. The second version signals confidence without backing the other person into a corner. That matters enormously for what comes next. You can find detailed scripts for exactly this kind of conversation in the Value Method Framework discussed in the Career Conversations section. The second is a vendor negotiation. The standard contract rate is X puts all the pressure on the other party to argue with an implied norm. I need us to land closer to X if this partnership is going to work for our side gives them information about your position and your reasoning without issuing a verdict about what is standard or fair. They can work with that. They can respond to it. The conversation stays open. The third is a workplace dispute about resources. This project requires a larger budget is a statement that invites someone to disagree with your assessment of requirements. I cannot deliver the outcomes we have agreed on without additional budget as an anchor built on your professional judgment and your specific commitment. It is harder to dismiss because it is grounded in your direct experience, not in an abstract claim about what projects require. Why negotiators keep making the same framing error? Most people anchor with verdict language for a reason that feels entirely logical. They believe confidence requires certainty. They think that adding out your position makes them sound unsure, tentative, hedging. Here is the truth of it. That instinct is exactly backwards. Certainty about what you think is far more persuasive than a claim about what is objectively true, because the listener knows they cannot verify external claims, but they can absolutely respect a person who knows their own mind. I believe this is worth X communicates confidence in your own reasoning. The value is X invites the other person to dispute your facts. The fear of sounding weak leads negotiators to strip out the very language that would make their anchor stick. They harden the framing and soften the anchor's actual grip in the process. What they produce is a sentence that sounds tougher, but performs worse. It triggers resistance and loses the room for strategies on managing the defensive reactions that result. The core framework offers a reliable system for staying grounded when the other person pushes back hard. There is also the influence of how we have been taught to negotiate. A lot of advice focuses on positional strength. Be firm, hold your ground, do not give ground early. That advice is not wrong, but it gets misapplied as stylistic hardness, which is not the same as positional strength. You can hold a strong position with open, personal language. In fact, open and personal language often holds a position more effectively than aggressive framing because the other person has less to fight against. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. How to build an anchor that is both firm and receivable. The structure is not complicated, but it requires deliberate preparation. You cannot rely on instinct in the room. Instinct tends to produce verdict language, especially under pressure. Before you go into any negotiation, write out your anchor sentence. Then check it against these three questions. First, does it start with your perspective? I believe, I'm looking at, from my side, my position is. These phrases tell the listener this is your reasoned view, not a proclamation of fact. If your sentence starts with or it, you are anchoring in verdict language. Write it. Second, does it include your reasoning, even briefly? I'm looking at £65,000 given my 10 years in this field is stronger than I'm looking at £65,000 alone, because the listener now understands your anchor is not arbitrary. It is connected to something real. One sentence of reasoning is enough. You are not building a case. You are giving the number a route. Third, does it leave the other person somewhere to go? A confrontational anchor backs the other person into a corner. A persuasive anchor gives them room to engage, to ask questions, to bring their own position into the conversation. I want to understand what works for your side too after your anchor is not weakness. It is the signal that you want a negotiation, not a standoff. The empathy bridge technique pairs naturally with this, giving you language for acknowledging the other person's position before or after your anchor lands. Practice this out loud before the conversation, not to memorize a script, but to make the language feel natural at the moment you need it. A sentence you've never spoken before has a way of sounding unsteady in a high-pressure room. The preparation is what makes confidence possible. For a structured approach to building this kind of pre-conversation readiness, Say It Right Every Time takes you through the full process with word-for-word practice scripts you can adapt directly. The signals that tell you your anchor is landing well. You will know your anchor is working when the other person responds with engagement rather than rejection. They might push back on the number, which is normal and expected. But they push back by offering their own position, not by shutting the conversation down. That is the signal that your framing held. If they respond with a flat no or a close counter that ends the dialogue, the anchor lost its grip. Usually, that is a framing problem, not a position problem. Go back and look at how you said it. 9 times out of 10, the language was too declarative. It pushed them out rather than pulling them in. When the framing is right, even a bold anchor stays in the room. The other person does not love your number, but they are still talking. That is all you need. Negotiation happens in the space between positions. Your job is to keep that space open, and I statements are one of the most reliable tools for doing exactly that. They allow you to hold a firm opening position while keeping the other person at the table, which is the whole point. That is how you make your anchor more persuasive without backing down from it. Frequently asked questions. What does it mean to make an anchor more persuasive in negotiation? Making your anchor more persuasive means setting your opening position in a way that is confident and clear without triggering defensiveness in the other person. Using I statements to frame your anchor shifts the tone from confrontation to personal perspective, which lowers resistance and keeps the conversation open. How do I statements make an anchor less confrontational? I statements frame your opening position as your own perspective rather than a demand or verdict. This removes the implied accusation from your anchor and gives the other person room to respond without feeling attacked. The result is a firmer anchor delivered with less friction and more space for genuine dialogue. What is the difference between an anchor and a demand in negotiation? A demand tells the other person what must happen. An anchor sets a reference point that shapes the negotiation without closing it down. A well-framed anchor using I statements positions your opening as a reasoned perspective, not an ultimatum, which keeps both parties at the table and engaged. Can I statements make a negotiation anchor too soft or easy to dismiss? No, when used correctly. I statements do not weaken the number or position itself. They change only the framing. You are still anchoring boldly. The difference is that the other person hears your position without immediately wanting to fight it, which actually makes your anchor stick more firmly over time. Where in a negotiation should I use my anchor with I statements? Your anchor should come early, typically as your opening or near opening position. Frame it with an I statement before the number or position lands, not after. Setting the frame first tells the listener how to receive what is coming, which is exactly why statements do their best work. How do I statements in anchoring relate to managing defensive reactions? Defensive reactions in negotiation are almost always triggered by how something is said, not just what is said. I statements reduce the perceived threat in your anchor by making it about your position rather than a judgment of the other person. For more on managing these reactions directly, the core framework offers a clear method for staying composed when the conversation heats up. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickforn.com to get your copy.